Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday. In studio with us, as she is each and every Monday, from Drake University, from her own marketing area, and also from DM Biz Events, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Kennard. Hi.
What was that? Like the fanfare?
I was clapping for you, you know? Yeah. Yay, awesome. Laura!
So it's coming into the final stretch of December.
Yeah, so what are we going to do?
Well, not a lot.
That's probably true.
So this week is a little light. Next week will be
a lot lighter.
Not existent.
Well, so not next. Oh, we're out of here a couple of days next week. Yeah. When is Christmas? What is it? I know it's the 25th, but what day is that?
Monday.
It's Monday, so we're not here Monday. So.
Oh, that means I won't even be here.
You won't be here Monday.
All right, this is it until the new year, folks.
Wow, how about that?
So we do have Million Cups this week, and mm-hmm. we do have our Tuesday networking tomorrow and Thursday networking. The Tuesday networking tomorrow is at Smoky Row.
That's early in the morning, isn't
it? Early in the morning. And then we also have our Wednesday morning Million Cups, and then we will have Thursday is the, it's called Bing, and it's networking, but it's also usually a speaker over lunch. Used to be at the West Des Moines Incubator, and now you can catch that group, that networking and education business group, meeting at Inspired Grounds, which is just on the same street in Valley Junction, just down the road a bit. So that's at noon. They usually have pizza. And
pizza and conversations.
And conversation, and, networking. Yeah. So
that's on Thursday. Still,
that's on Thursday. So
there's so much. I was in Valley Junction just last week, and I was stunned at how busy that place is. I mean, it's always pretty busy, but there was not a parking place along Fifth Avenue. No, nowhere. I mean, it was just amazing. Good stuff. Always busy.
So I cannot. I'm going to say no on Saturday stuff because that's the holiday weekend.
Okay.
I'm
going to
say no on that. Right. Tomorrow, however, we do have something a little bit different that we can talk about. And this is actually at the West Des Moines Incubator.
Again.
In Valley Junction. This is Founder Fireside with Heather, and I'm going to say her name wrong, Hassebrook.
Okay.
And the company is Bubblins.
Bubblins.
Yeah.
What does Bubblins do?
So, I think that's why you need to go.
Oh, so you need to go see Ms. Hassebrook so you can find out what
so
Bubblins
is. B-U-B-L-I-N-S, and you can find that on Facebook because I've got it like hot linked here, mm-hmm. so I know they have a page. And she's going to share her story of building her business, what has gone right, what has gone wrong, and where she's taking it in the future.
Oh.
So, she's a female founder, and so that's kind of fun. And actually, I'll just, you know what, I'll click on it here and see if I can't figure out a little bit about what Bubblins is all about.
Bubblins, I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like
showing a lot of home decor stuff.
Oh,
I'm gonna say, and it's bubblinshome.com is actually their website. So I'm gonna go with it's home
it's
decor
home
stuff,
decor. Yeah. and maybe what's her first name again?
Her first name is Heather.
Heather. So maybe what Heather does is that she helps people do home decor stuff.
It could be. It could be something like that.
So she's going to be appearing
6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
2 hours tomorrow night.
Yes. So that is called the Founder Fireside. And Jeff Wood put this together mm-hmm. in the new West Des Moines Incubator
nice
that's
idea.
In the Gravitate space. And I think I remember him saying that he even has like a faux digital fire like in the
really?
Background up on his screen. So
of course he would.
Kind of tech fire going on in the background for the fireside chat.
Ah.
Got it?
Jeff's just so cool.
I know. So that's fun. And that's really going to
kind of round it
kind
out.
Kind of
huh?
round it out. In January, right off the bat, you can look ahead to the DSM Magazine January, February unveiling party. And it looks like your wife is planning to attend that, by the way. That's what it says here.
Very good.
It says Georgie. Yep.
Yeah, very good.
Yep, yep. So where are they having that one at? So there'll be the first DSM Magazine of the Year kickoff, the 15th year in style. And it's going to be, looks like it's going to be at Goodwill Industries, Central Iowa.
Is that Is that out? Is that Southridge?
No.
No, of course not. Okay.
I'll give more information.
However,
later.
You know what? Speaking of Southridge, my brother just got a gig with DMACC.
Oh.
He's going to be teaching biology or chemistry at Southridge, at the Southridge campus.
Oh, at the South campus.
Yeah, yeah, I just all heard right. today.
Awesome.
He's also going to be teaching biology or human anatomy or something over at Grandview.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So he's just getting he's around talking about bodies.
Yeah, body parts. Parts right. is parts, you know? Yeah, so that's kind of
so
fun.
So I wanted to say really quick, we always do social media tips.
Yes.
And I'm going to be two things. I'm going to be a little self-serving because I wrote a social media certificate program for continuing ed that will be kicking off in February. We're going to be doing that Saturdays at the West Des Moines DMACC campus.
Got it.
And we're going to be doing it on Thursdays at the FFA Enrichment Center in
okay.
Ankeny.
And this is going to be about what again?
It is a series of classes, strategy, using tools to create
okay.
your process. Some deep dive into some of the platforms like Facebook, blogging, sort of an essential little kit
of how to do social media.
How to do social media from a marketing point of view. And then in the end, you get this little certificate that says you did it.
You did it. Can you bring up issues like that during your regular Monday visit? We could kind of start talking about that stuff.
Yes. In fact, the second part of what I wanted to mention is that one class I've had that's been really popular is part of that whole series. And I frequently will get asked to talk about tools, like different technology tools that you can use as part of your process to be more efficient. And so things like talking about Trello, talking about Hootsuite, talking about even some of the new push notification technologies. Mm-hmm. There's several out there, and sometimes it's hard to know which one to pick and where does it plug into your system and why do I want to use this and is it affordable for me as a small business and all those things. And so what I thought would be fun would be to kind of chat about all these different technologies starting in January.
I'm in. Let's
all
do
right.
it.
We'll do that.
All right. We've got new stuff coming in the new year. Yay
Perfect.
For Laura.
Awesome. Well, I've got a lot of it teed up that we could talk about.
I bet you do. Well, right. having just written that whole program, you see, you got all the stuff on top of your
yeah.
mind.
Well, and for the last several years, there's these things come up over and over. And
I'm
people
sure.
are like, what is that?
How's
they're
it
always
work?
Fascinated by yeah. it, but. Yeah, so we'll start talking
nice.
About it.
Nice. All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a couple of networking events this week and then also making plans for what it is that we are going to do when we get to the new year in 2018. Can you believe it?
Hard to believe.
My son and I were just talking about years gone by, you know?
Yes.
I mean, his 20th class reunion from high school is coming up this year.
No, I'm not going to say which one I've
you
got
know,
coming up pretty soon.
You know what that makes me? Oh, holy cow. Thanks so much for doing
yes,
this, Laura.
Yes,
all
yes,
right,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen, we got to clean on out of here. We had a conversation with Tom Meyer earlier talking about cryptocurrency and then the markets, and of course, Laura Kennard with networking and social media for business. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer extraordinaire, Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. Jeff Delvo is the general manager. He's the guy that sits in the corner office and makes sure that the whip is cracked on a regular basis around here. James Goodlett is the fellow that wrote and, he even performed the music that you're listening to right now. James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. Good stuff. You need something for your commercial use? We can hook you up. And, of course, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock, God willing. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.